Well, hello, Blaine Geek Zone listeners. This is Sean Williams back again from the Technology Wizard podcast. I am going to be reviewing an app called Digitize. Yes, you guys are probably thinking, well, Sean, this is a pretty old app, you know, as far as people have reviewed it before, but you know, I'm going to be reviewing it on an interesting product I have on the table. You can probably hear the box. And like last time's podcast, when I did the podcast on the Ambutech eyeglasses. I'm sorry, it wasn't last time, it was the time before. I did it in stereo, and I'm going to do it in stereo now. Okay, you may... for some of you, that this mic may be a little bit too low, so I will turn it all up to the full volume. There we go. And you can tell it's stereo because we're to the right now. And then now we're to the left. So, good stuff, good stuff. So, like I said, I'm going to be reviewing the app Digitize. And the reason why is because I'm going to be scanning a food product, and I actually enjoy this. You guys may, I don't know if you do or not, but it's very, very nice to me, and it's protein. So let's open up Digitize. You guys may be wondering why I'm not using my interface. And the simple reason is because I want you guys to hear this in stereo. And the other reason is because I didn't want the microphone to be too soft or whatever. But that's the reason why. So let's tell Siri, let's wake up the iPhone by pressing the home button.
Home. Contacts. Double tap to open.
And now let's... okay, let's see. So it's actually already woken up, so I can just tell Siri. Siri, launch Digitize.
Listen.
It's telling me I don't have an app named Digitize, but I do. Siri, launch Digitize.
I don't see an app named Digitize.
Launch Digitize.
Digitize. Scan. Button.
There we go.
Tap twice to start.
That did it right there. Alright, I'm going to tap twice to start. I'm going to scan it.
Scanning.
And you'll hear some annoying clicks, but hey, let's hope I can find this barcode. Putting the back camera toward it. There it goes.
Crickets, sour cream, and onion.
Yes, they are crickets. And let's see if we can get some more info about them.
Web search button.
No, I don't want to do web search.
Crickets, sour cream, and onion. Web search
button. No. Nope.
Record button.
No. Nope.
Report wrong description button. Scan button.
No. Nope.
Crickets, web search, record. Button. Web cricket sour cream and onion. Cricket sour copy. Cricket sour web search. Record. Report scan.
Unfortunately, there is no information about them.
Home. Contact. Double tap to open.
But they do taste quite good. They're supposed to. It actually has like a lot of different things. They're apparently green. Let's see what TapTapsy has to say about it. I'm sorry, I told you that I was going to review Digitize, but TapTapsy's... Open TapTapsy.
TapTapsy. Repeat. Button. Say the last picture again. Library. Repeat. Button. Say the last picture again.
TapTapC has been really helpful to me. Oh my gosh, I can't give the guys who did TapTapC, guys or gals, whatever, I can't give them enough credit. It's been very helpful to me. I'll share a scenario about TapTapC before I take a picture of the Cricut box. I was looking at a card. I knew it was a card. It was an envelope of some type. And my birthday had come up, or was about to come up. And I thought, okay, hey, this must be a birthday card. Excuse me. It must be a birthday card. And so I took a picture with TapTapC. And I kid you not, it actually said blue and whatever color envelope addressed to Sean. Blue. Okay, so let's just say blue envelope addressed to Sean. I mean, how cool is that, folks? How cool is that? You actually get an app. So you take a picture. Excuse me for stuttering, I'm sorry. You take a picture, and it just says blue envelope addressed to Sean. It's like, oh my gosh, I can actually sort my mail this way? This is awesome. So I'm like, oh wow, this is for me. This is for me. It must be a card. So I open it up, and it is a card. But it's so cool because, you know, my family has tons of mail. I look at this thing, I take a picture of it. You know, you would expect it to say envelope or something, or paper or something. But I never expected it to actually say my name and who it was addressed to. So that's I really give that app a credit. I really give them credit. I know I'm going off on a huge tangent here because I was going to do Digitize, but I feel like I have to explain this to you guys. TapTapC has, I guess you could say it's a little unfortunately, yeah. It is, unfortunately. They have made it so you have to have a subscription now. Excuse me. And I can see that as where it would be unfortunate, and you would say, ugh, I'm going to delete that app now. Don't do it, folks. Don't do it. You don't know how awesome it is. Okay, so there's two packages you can buy for, I believe it's $7.99, and someone can correct me in a comment or whatever if I'm wrong. For $7.99, you can get 75 pictures that I'm sure of. You can get 75 pictures. But for $9.99, you can get unlimited pictures. Come on, only $2? What do you think you would naturally just get? What do you think would be the correct logical answer? Hello? $9.99, you get unlimited pictures for 1 month. These are both for 1 month. Do you know how many pictures I've taken with TapTapC? I've taken so many pictures with TapTapC that if I would have gotten the $7.99 subscription, I would have pretty much been out of them by now. And I would have had to pay another $8. I would have had to pay another $8 the next month. And that wouldn't have been cool. So I'm very, very glad that I got the $9.99 one. And I have unlimited pictures. And I've taken pictures at stores that's saying, oh, there's shopping carts going by. I took a picture of Jolly Ranchers. Or of some candy. I didn't know what it was. My brother's like, no, you don't need to take a picture of it. I'm like, no, I have a right to know what it is. So I took a picture. And it said chewy, crunchy, hard Jolly Ranchers. And I'm like, oh wow, cool. And I've just taken pictures at stores, and then I've heard woman in shopping cart going by, woman in brown dress pushing groceries, shopping cart full of groceries, just all kinds of stuff. So I suppose I should have said this podcast is about Tap Tapsy and about Digitize. So scratch the part about where I just said it was about Digitize. It's about Tap Tapsy and Digitize, about my views of them. Back to Digitize. The barcodes can be hard to find, but when you find them, you get great results. I actually used both apps today to see what kind of lunch I was having. I used Tap Tapsy to pick out my lunch. It was frozen. I love the frozen meals. They can be very, very good. And then once I found a lunch I wanted, I was getting frustrated because I couldn't find the barcode. And so my mom showed me whereabouts the barcodes would be on at least those frozen meals. They were on the back, on the bottom of the right back of the box corner. So you flip the box over and then it's on the bottom right, if you have it facing the right way. But there's only like two choices once you flip it over, so if you don't get one, obviously pick the other. And it scanned it. It was awesome, folks. Digitize gave me a more info button. Clicked it. I double tapped it. It told me the ingredients. It told me, like, what it was. It told me just all sorts of things about that product. It was so, so cool. And then it even said, well, you know, it basically had an advertisement type thing or whatever. Once I clicked something else, I believe, or it could have been on the same page. I believe I clicked something else, but basically it was that company that I got my frozen cream and casserole from. They said, "Hey, we have a free iPhone app. You want to download it?" You know, I just advertising a free iPhone app. It's like, oh, cool. That's there too, you know. So I really, really, really recommend you getting Digitize. Yes, I understand that to get unlimited pictures from Tap Tapsy, you have to pay $10. You know, $10 is totally worth it. You pay a one-time fee for Digitize, $20. Get it. It's totally worth it. I mean, come on. You know, we blind people, we need to be as independent as possible. If I haven't learned that lately, I don't know what's wrong with me. I've definitely learned that lately. I've tried to be as independent as possible as far as, you know, when I get my lunch and stuff. But, you know, that we need to be as independent as possible. And so getting these two apps that I'm mentioning can help us. Now, back to Tap Tapsy. Back to Tap Tapsy. Sorry about that. I had to pause it and think for a while. Now I'm at Tap Tapsy and it's saying take picture. I will take picture.
No pictures taken.
Oops.
Take a picture. Library. Repeat. Library. Share. About. Take picture. Button.
All right.
Double tap to take a picture of what's in front of you.
Raise the camera. You guys need to have good, I would suggest having good camera practice too. Just practice.
Picture one in progress.
And I've done a lot of YouTube videos with the help of a friend of mine. So I've had plenty of camera practice. So,
Green box nutrition facts.
Oh, it said, I'm sorry, I talked, so I'm going to repeat it.
Picture one is Green Box Nutrition Facts.
Okay. This is picture one's Green Box Nutrition Facts. So there's nutrition facts on the back. Let's flip it over. And this is how I figured out what kind of
take picture button
crickets
double
I was tap to going
take a picture
to eat.
Of what's in front of you.
I figured out what kind of crickets I was going to eat. Let's take it.
Take picture. Picture two in progress.
And it should tell us what kind. Gosh, my back's sore. Sorry. It's just, it is sore. Let's see. It's loading.
Picture 2 is Cruz at Sour Cream Label.
Okay, let's turn it around. It may have not gotten it correctly right, because...
Take picture. Picture 3 in progress.
It may have been the user's fault. It's interesting. It gives the kind of label it was using. That's interesting.
Picture 3 is Cricket Sour Cream and Onion.
There you go. There you go. I had it turned backwards. That's the thing. It's like a trial and error, folks. It's like a trial and error type thing. But I think you can begin to see...
Home. Contact.
Hold on. I will...
App switch. Tap, tap, see. Page 1 of digitize. Running. Closing digitize. FaceTime. Running. Closing face. Phone. Running. Closing phone. Tap, tap, home. Tap, tap, page 1. Closing tap, tap, see. Contacts. Screen lock.
I think you can begin to see why those two apps are actually pretty helpful. I use them whenever I need to use them. I do use TapTapSee more, but to get a picture of whatever is in front of me, I will start using Digitize because of that amazing ingredients thing that I just noticed today. I will try to start using it more and have a little more patience as far as trying to find the barcode, but now that I know approximately where they are, as far as the frozen meals, which I like to eat once I find one with TapTapSee, then everything should be good. So it's kind of like a two-step process, folks. You use TapTapSee to try to figure out what the heck you want to eat, you know, what the heck you're eating in that frozen meal box, at least for me. And then I use Digitize to try to figure out how long to warm it in the microwave. So, it's really a two-app process, really a two-step process. So if you're willing to pay $10 a month for unlimited pictures, then I think that TapTapSee is the right thing for you. If you're willing to pay $20 once, I'm emphasizing the word once because that's all you have to pay is once. Then I think that definitely Digitize is worth it for you. There is a free barcode scanner. It's called the Red Laser. I would definitely go more with Digitize because it is designed for the blind. Although Red Laser does work, I'll give you that. You might be asking, well, Sean, what about Digitize Lite? Digitize Lite only reads things. I believe it only reads things that the company produces. Like labels that the company produces, I think. I believe that's how it works. But I would just go ahead and just get the full Digitize so you can have access to barcodes. Barcodes, it's really, really, really nice. I don't know why there wasn't any more info about the Sour Cream and Onion Crickets, but hey, at least we got what the product was, so, more power to you. Alright, but as I said, I think you can see why these products are totally worth it, or these apps are totally worth getting. And yes, I really do eat sour cream and onion crickets, or just crickets in general. They are good. If you'd like to see me eat one, if you have vision, I would suggest going to my YouTube page, which is, you type in Sean Techno. I'll spell that. It's not normal. It's spelled S-H-A-U-N, no space, T-E-C-K-N-O. So it's S-H-A-U-N-T-E-C-K-N-O. So that is the pot. That is the YouTube channel, and I believe it's the first video that's up right now. Because I think that's my latest video right now. And the person who's filming, because I wanted to get a really, really good shot, that is my dad. You'll hear my mom in the background, and they're actually good. Think of Wheat Chex and rice Chex when you eat them. But anyway, that's besides the topic. Okay, in conclusion, like I said, those two apps are very, very, very nice, and they're totally worth it. In conclusion, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you found it helpful. If you'd like to get in contact with me as far as Skype, you may do so. My Skype name is TECKNO.FREEK. Man, I thought I was going to have to pause it again. And so I'll repeat that. It's TECKNO.FREEK. I do have another one, another Skype name, but I'm not on that much, so I'm not going to give that out. And I think that'll be it for now. If you'd like to email me and ask me questions about the podcast, you can. My email address is shunteckno@gmail.com. And thank you very much. I'll have a great day.